Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm happy to be joined by you. You can always lock into the show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight. If you want to listen to every minute, if you want to listen to every second, if you want to hit rewind, if you want to hit pause, if you call me up and you say something crazy, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can call me, hang up, and then listen back to yourself and share it with your friends. You can do what you want. Thank you to everybody listening on our many, and when I say many, I mean hundreds of affiliates all across North America. Cities big, cities small, and everything in between. Thank you so much for making this a damn good show. SiriusXM channel 158 and everybody listening on a smart speaker. What else is new? It's been a busy night. It's been a busy day, a busy 24 hours in the world of sports since I sat here and joined you last. We learned right before I went on air that Draymond Green decided to punch Jordan Poole in the face during a practice. We don't really have details. Jordan Poole, no major injuries sustained. He was able to continue practice. Draymond Green was apologetic. And now the Warriors will try to figure out whether or not they want to punish Draymond Green or to what extent he is to be punished. Nice way to start a championship season. We know Major League Baseball, the final day of the regular season, Wednesday. And now we're getting ready for all of the wild card action, which is going to start on Friday. Cole Beasley decided to retire after two games with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's like, hey, I'm going home to my wife and kids. Sorry, Tom Brady. And then Victor Wembanyama, he put on a show last night, coming over from Paris, France, lighting it up in Las Vegas. 7'4" Frenchman who's 18 years old looks like a problem. NBA executives are salivating over what he can potentially do. And then right before we went to break, we talked about Bobby Wagner. We know a fan jumped out onto the field for Monday Night Football. Bobby Wagner just destroyed this guy. And this idiot, not Bobby Wagner, but the idiot who ran onto the field with a flare trying to get a message out about animal rights. Nothing wrong with animal rights. I don't know if it's the forum. He filed a police report alleging assault by Bobby Wagner. He should get hit by Bobby Wagner again just for wasting public resources filing a police report. Hope that guy gets his ass whooped again in the most polite way possible because I am not an advocate for violence. I'm an advocate for peace, okay? 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We'll get to you. It's Wednesday night. It's about to be Thursday morning. Maybe it is Thursday morning, depending on where you live. I have no idea where you live. But it's time for a new top six list because that's what I do every Wednesday into Thursday. And because the MLB season is over, because Aaron Judge hit 62 home runs, because it's an American League single season record, I want to take a look at some records in the world of sports. I want to look at the pros. I want to look at some records that will not be beaten. Aaron Judge, Is someone going to ever hit more than 62? Or how about this better? The overall record we know belongs to Barry Bonds. Is someone ever going to hit more than 73? Or is that way out of the range? You'll find out right now. Because what we're going to do is hit some fancy music. And then I'm going to give you a top six list of records in sports that won't be touched. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. Every Wednesday night going into Thursday morning, it's a new top six list. Aaron Judge hit 62, an American League record for a season. And tonight, I'm going to deliver to you records that won't be touched. We know records are made to be broken, but some of these records, with the way sports is just changing, I think we'd be hard-pressed to see them touched. Really. Let's not waste any time. Let's go to this number.
Number six.
Number six. Speaking of sports changing, this man really helped usher in change into the NBA. Changed the way that the game is played, the pace, and definitely some of the shots that people take. And it has just trickled down from the professional level all the way down to the youth level. Everybody wants to shoot. But no one can shoot like this man. His name is Steph Curry. Out of many of the three-point records that he holds, the one that I believe will not be touched is one that he currently continues to chip away at, or not chip away at, add to. It's career three-pointers. Yeah, Steph Curry, who's still active in the NBA. Steph Curry, 34 years old, still balling out last December in Madison Square Garden, to the shock of no one. December 14th, he passed Ray Allen for the most threes made all time. At that point, 2,973. Steph Curry didn't take him long to get to 2,977. Currently, at the conclusion of the season, Steph Curry sits at 3,117, and he is going to continue on. After he broke the career mark in Madison Square Garden in New York City, Steph Curry talked about his career threes made. He spoke about the record on TNT.
Kind of crazy to think, growing up around the league, watching my dad play, my family, you know, going to old Hornet games and, you know, having big dreams about, you know, shooting the basketball and one day hopefully playing on this level. To do it here at Madison Square Garden in front of, you know, this guy right here. Hey, I need that. I need that. And Reggie and just all that basketball means to me. It's special. So I had to. Great support here. This arena was, I can't express how much of an honor that was for the reaction here on the road and the appreciation for this milestone. And obviously it's great to get the win on top of that. So a very, very, very special night.
It's obviously Reggie Miller on the broadcast that night was in attendance. There were pictures galore between the three of them, and not so shabby for Steph Curry. The perfect combination of being Del Curry's kid. But you can't just credit that with him being an amazing shooter. This man had to work his ass off in a way that no one ever has. And so Steph Curry, when it comes down to career threes, he has more than 3,000. No one else has 3,000. And I couldn't even tell you who's going to break the record. Who's going to do it in our lifetime? Well, you got a couple of generations to see. It's tough because Steph Curry is still playing. It's not to say he's going to continue at this pace. Doesn't look like he's slowing down. And no one in the game, no one, shoots like him. He's just adding to this point. It's ridiculous. Top six records that won't be touched. Steph Curry at six. What's the next number?
Number five.
You know what? This guy's career is over, I think. I believe his career is done. I'm not sure if he ever officially retired. And the way the game has changed, we've actually gone into a lull for what this man was known for. A record that won't be broken? It's Ricky Henderson. The stolen base record. I told you, I don't know if he actually retired. Ricky Henderson is old. He's 63 years old. I don't know if he ever put his paperwork in. He played from 1979 all the way to 2003. He broke Lou Brock's record, 1991, 25 years in baseball, the stolen base record. Who the hell is going to catch Ricky Henderson? Nobody steals bases anymore. The analytics tell you not to. This is when Ricky broke the record in 1991, courtesy of the Major League Baseball Network.
The A's having come from behind a 1-0 deficit. Ricky goes, a pitch taken, he's going to have it. He does! Ricky Henderson, no contest, steals third base, jerks the bag from its moorings, and holds it aloft, representing number 939. Ricky pounds it with his left fist, hands it to equipment manager Frank Sinchek, who gives him a big hug as Ricky's mom.
Again, talking about the game being forgotten.
And Lou Brock, probably the happiest guy on the field right now. He can finally make his speech, pass over the record to Ricky, and go about his business.
And Ricky Henderson continued to put up almost 500 more stolen bases, finishing his career, I guess so far. He ain't coming back at 65, with 1,406 stolen bases. Who the hell's stealing bases anymore? Nobody. Matter of fact, Major League Baseball wants to bring it back. They've increased the size of the bases starting next season to encourage activity on the base paths. Ricky Henderson stolen bases? Maybe. Highly unlikely. Top six records that won't be touched. Ricky Henderson 5. Who's that number?
Number 4.
Oh, let's stick to Major League Baseball. No, this guy's definitely retired. This guy is more than retired. This guy has basically been given the boot by Major League Baseball because he says he did it. Well, he bet on baseball, but he didn't bet on his team. Well, anyway, it's Pete Rose. You might catch him in Vegas signing balls because he's not in the Hall of Fame. He's not in Cooperstown. He might not ever make it into Cooperstown, not as long as maybe he's alive. And then also Rob Manfred is in charge. Why is Pete Rose on this list? Record that won't be touched. It's this. What took place? Pete Rose, all-time hit record, 4,256, passing Ty Cobb in 1985. This is courtesy of MLB Network.
And again, the flash bulbs go off all over the ballpark. Last night, the first time I have ever seen that in a baseball stadium. He levels the bat a couple of times. Schau kicks and he fires. Rose swings.
There it is! Get out! Get out!
To put things in perspective here, Albert Pujols, who played his final regular season game, has 703 career home runs, and the most hits that Albert Pujols has, 3,384. Pete Rose, 4,256. You can go out there and play for 20 years. To think or imagine that you will get to 4,200 hits is highly unlikely. I don't think we'll ever see anybody break that record by Pete Rose. Unless we get a Ichiro Suzuki in a time machine and he plays his entire career in the United States of America. Let's move on. Top six records that won't be touched. What number are we up to?
Number 3.
Oh, crap. I gotta talk about this guy. You thought Pete Rose was... Well, he ain't in trouble like this guy is. Shep, do I have to talk about this guy?
Hey, this is the JR Top 6 list. Ain't nobody else's.
I got to talk about this guy. It's Brett Favre. Okay, we know his ass is in trouble right now. Brett Favre is like, hey, can you send me the money? Is anybody going to find out where the money came from? But I don't know where the money came from. Is it for the poor people? No, it's not for. Okay, fine, then just send me the money. And sure, there's a whole lot more nuance than what I just described in 20 seconds. But we know Brett Favre is pretty much in the middle, unfortunately, right now of a financial scandal. Misappropriation of funds in Mississippi. Money that was supposed to have gone to poor and poor individuals all across the state. And Brett Favre is just trying to move some money around for his own, gain. Anyway, he says he didn't know. Why is Brett Favre on this list? Top six records that will never be broken. At number three, Brett Favre is here because of his regular season game started streak. Did you see Tua Tagovailoa get knocked the hell out? You did. Tom Brady has since talked about how brutal of a game it is, and he continues to play. Joe Burrow, still in the infancy of his career, talks about how difficult of a game it is to play. Brett Favre was able to start for 297 games. Maybe if he didn't get knocked around a lot, maybe he wouldn't be out here, maybe just taking money that maybe didn't belong to him. But anyway, 297 starts, I don't think we'll ever see that happen. Unfortunately, he's dealt with many of a concussion. Another legend, Steve Young, is in the same space. They went back and forth, had an interesting conversation about Brett Favre's consecutive starts. This is courtesy of Rawhide Youth Services.
I once played about 27 games in a row. It's a big deal. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So what you're saying is the long-term effects are not as bad on you as maybe.
No, I'm not. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Taking everything
as a hit or a knock, right? You're gonna come back. Trying to give you a compliment. 480,000 games in a row. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, all fun and games. I don't think you'll hear Brett Favre laughing anytime soon. But you got to give him credit. 297 consecutive starts playing quarterback in the NFL. Brett Favre paid for it. I do give him credit for this. More recently, publicly, he's been an advocate for youth not playing tackle football until they are later in their teenage years. And he has been very open about just the head trauma that he's been, quote unquote, victim to. I wish him nothing but the best physically. And damn it, time will tell what will happen with Brett Favre when it comes down to these funds in Mississippi. Did he know? Did he not know? There's still a whole lot more to share. If you take a look at his 24 career playoff starts, that's 321 games. That streak included three MVPs, Super Bowl title, Hall of Fame. Let's see what happens with just Brett Favre, period, right now. Top six records that will not be broken. Brett Favre, he's at number three. Who's at this number?
Number two.
Now we're talking about pro sports here. Okay, pros, the pros. This man was a pro's pro. Unfortunately, it was only a couple of months ago that he passed away. He is no longer here with us. And that is 11 championships. That's Bill Russell. You want to go ahead and take a look at what he's done and what he accomplished and eight straight? He absolutely killed it. I don't think we'll see anyone, whether it be the NBA or any team sport, go out and get 11. I don't know. Maybe that's what Tom Brady wants to play for, but even his ass is getting old. He ain't reaching 11. This is Bill Russell, Jack Twyman, ABC Sports, talking about all those rings that he racked up, 11 of them.
Chris, I'm here with Bill Russell. Bill, this must have been a great win for you.
Jack.
One more time.
I know it's hard to say what's in your mind right now, Bill, and it must have been a great win.
Well, this is such a great bunch of guys, you know, and it's just been so fabulous the way they played for me. And it sounds all corny, you know, sort of talking like that, but I told these guys before the game, I don't care what happens, I wouldn't trade you guys for any guys in the world.
that was fairly obvious, but the leadership has to come from you, Bill, and to bring a team from fourth place during the regular season to the world's title, the 11th title in 13 years, you've got the respect of everybody in the country.
Well, Jack, it's my guys. It's just my guys. These guys play ball for me, and like, they're such a great bunch of guys. I just can't say enough about the guys.
Ain't nobody winning 11 championships. Nobody's doing that. And we in a totally different world of sports right now. Teams are, well, players are moving around. It's just too much movement. Ain't happening. Bill Russell, you want to talk about a record that will not be broken? I got Bill Russell at number two. And so if that's at number two, what we're going to do is take a break. That is an unbreakable record. But there is one more that just goes above and beyond that. I would bet everything. I'd bet my life's generations savings that this next record will never be broken. I'll tell you what it is on the other side. We're going to get to number one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. I got you on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You have credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call in with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Wednesday night into Thursday morning means one thing here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. It means that I'm bringing you a new top six list. We saw what Aaron Judge did. Tuesday night, Aaron Judge said, here's home run number 62. More home runs than anyone has ever hit in American League history. It's an AL record. We know who has the ultimate record. His name is Barry Bonds, and we know where that might be considered for a lot of folks. So tonight, with this top six list, I wanted to deliver to you a top six list of records that won't be touched. Yeah, we know records. They're made to be broken. I'm sure that some of the ones that I mentioned here might be broken, but it wouldn't shock me if in our lifetime, and when I say our, I mean every person listening to me right now, if no one touches these records, because just sports, they change. Let me give you a quick recap before I reveal number one. At number six, Steph Curry, career threes made. At number five, Ricky Henderson, his stolen base record. At number four, Pete Rose, more than 4,200 hits. At number three, Brett Favre, consecutive games played streak. 297 starts at quarterback, 321 games if you want to include the postseason. At number two, who the hell is going to have more championships than Bill Russell, God rest his soul? And so if I have to think about just a tougher streak, a tougher number, if I have to think about a record that is not to be broken in professional sports, that leads me right here.
Number one.
At number one, you want to talk about changes in a game, changes to a sport? We're not going to see this record broken. The athletes are paid too much money. They break down more often. The teams want to preserve the player. Everybody needs a day off, except for this guy. I don't think anyone within just earshot of my voice right now will see anyone beat Cal Ripken's streak of consecutive games played. 2,632. His streak started in 1982 for the Orioles. It lasted until September 20th, 1998. In 1995, he broke the record. Lou Gehrig's record stood for 56 years. When he broke the record, Cal Ripken, it was his 2,130th game. The record to break it? 2,131. Who the hell is going out there and playing that many consecutive baseball games? 82 to 1998? Guys sprain an ankle. They're sore. They're tired. The manager wants to give them a day off. They have an oblique strain. Their calf muscle hurts. Not Cal Ripken. Cal Ripken just went out there and played. Until September 20th, 1998, Camden Yards, the Yankees were in town. The Yankees were just whooping ass that year, won another World Series. This was the final home game for the Orioles that year. And Cal Ripken said, you know what? It's time for me to sit my ass down. Cal Ripken took a day off. This is almost like when God created the heavens and the earth and he said, all right, today I'm going to rest. Cal Ripken, 1982 to 98, Cal Ripken said, I'm going to play until he said, I'm going to rest. After the game, Cal Ripken, he spoke to the fans on the field. The Yankees won the game 5-4. They showed him plenty of love. And in turn, Cal Ripken, he just showed love to everybody. He showed love to the city of Baltimore. Take a listen.
When the game numbers on the warehouse changed during the fifth innings over the past several weeks, the fans in this ballpark responded incredibly. I'm not sure that my reactions showed how I really felt. I just didn't know what to do. Tonight, I want to make sure you know how I feel. As I grew up here, I not only had dreams of being a big league ball player, but also of being a Baltimore Oriole.
And he did it. Hall of Fame, MVP multiple times, almost 20-time All-Star. What else do you do? He's a legend. And if I have to think about a record that will never be broken, the way they baby these baseball players now, nobody's going to play more games consecutively than Cal Ripken Jr. Not going to happen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's think about the pros. What record, what streak do you believe is so big, so important, so wide-ranging that it won't be touched? Records are made to be broken. Which ones are unfathomable? I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side. I got Cal Ripken Jr., number one.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A top six list. Tonight, a new one. Aaron Judge hits home run number 62. The regular season is done. No one has ever hit more home runs in the American League. Tonight, with the top six list, we took a look at some records that are unlikely to ever be broken in the world of professional sports. I gave you six of them. If you missed a minute, if you missed the full explanations with the fancy music and imagery, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let me give you a truncated list. At number six, career threes made by Steph Curry. He's still going. At number five, stolen bases by Ricky Henderson. At number four, records that won't be touched. What about Pete Rose with the hits, 4,200 plus? At number three, who the hell is going to start more football games than Brett Favre? 297 starts, and that's 321 if you want to include the playoffs. Now, Brett Favre is in some other trouble, but that's for another day. At number two, who the hell is going to have more championships than Bill Russell? 11? Players move around way too much. It's not happening. And at number one, the record that I think will never be broken? Consecutive games played by Cal Ripken, going from 1982 to 1998, never missing a ball game. We could talk about strikes. We could talk about all of that. Outside of that, that man was there. And the baseball players get babied. They want them to take rest days. They make so much money. They don't want them to get hurt. They got to give them a warm bottle. They have to give them a pacifier. They need to take a nap. None of this with Cal Ripken Jr. Highly unlikely, highly, that we ever see anyone play that many games for that damn long. It's time to talk to you. So many sports, so many records. Let's not waste any time. Let's go to Rich. He's calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Rich, give me one record. One.
I told your producer I have two, and they're kind of tied, but I'll give you
one.
If you want to hear, I can give it to you fast.
Give me that one.
All right. Well, if I had to choose one, I would take Joe DiMaggio's 56-game consecutive hitting streak.
Okay. And why is that?
I don't think anybody's even come close. I'm an older guy, so I have a little bit of an advantage on making lists. I wasn't there to see him play other than the highlights. But I got to tell you, if you take a look at the modern-day player, and I would say that's what, last 40, 50 years, I'm not sure anybody even hit 40. He's got 56. No one's even come close. I don't think, per what you said, with everybody sitting out, that's never going to happen. I mean, Ripken's record, your list is awesome. It got me to thinking. That's why I came up with two. And I thought.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes down to the consecutive hits, what might change, and I don't know. I don't know if I'd put that in the same space. But what might change, especially over time as baseball changes, is the fact that we know that starting next year, the shift is going to be banned. If we have to think about modern, quote-unquote, baseball, when I say modern, I'm thinking about the past, I don't know, 25, 30 years approximately. Jimmy Rollins has been the closest that most people will remember. He hit for 38 consecutive games, and it was over the span of two seasons from 2005 to 2006. Pete Rose overall was the last dude that anybody would remember. That was 44 games in 1978. And so that was almost 40 years after what DiMaggio did.
Yep. Well, I just don't see it happening. And the ones you gave are outstanding. You know, the one thing, because I've become really an advocate of listening to you, and I always learn something. And, you know, I was telling my buddies, because you got a lot of fans here in Chicago. I was telling my buddies, I said, you know what's funny is JR's callers expect him to be a psychiatrist and a marriage counselor. And I said, he does it really well. And, you know, he's got more patience than I would have, because some of these guys that call in, you're very patient with them. You know, I couldn't do that. I'm thinking these are some of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But anyway.
Hey, well, listen, it makes for good listening, Rich. How about that?
Yeah. Well, the reason I did call, though, was before your list. So if I could have a minute, I'll give you something that's kind of my biggest pet peeve.
Can you give it to me? Okay, go ahead, quickly.
I'll give it to you fast. When you were talking about people who leave because they want to spend more time with their family, that is number one excuse for fired football coaches. When I hear that, I just get ill. When they get launched, it's always because they want to spend more time with their family. And I've got five that have come back two and three times after they've said it repeatedly. And these guys, to me, aren't worth the time even talking about. But
damn.
I'll give you the list real fast.
Oh, no.
Urban Meyer's done it three times.
Uh-oh.
He gets me crazy. You got Mark Trestman for the Bears.
Oh, boy.
Lovie Smith has done it twice.
Oh, no.
Lou Holtz has done it three times. And your boy in Atlanta, Bobby Petrino, has done it twice.
Well, watch your mouth. Hey, well, Rich. Not Bobby Petrino, but can the other guys, they want to hang out with other women and get paid a little bit, right?
Yeah, but why tell everybody that, you know, they want to go home and hang out with the wife when they come back in 12 to 18 months, never had any intention? It's kind of a giant excuse when they get talking.
Yeah, we know. Well, let's put it this way, Rich. I don't think, after being at home with someone every day, after being apart for, I don't know, 20 years, nobody wants to hang out with nobody. So you got to pick and choose. Appreciate you, Rich.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Rich calling from Chicago. He only gave me one name. Oh, man, Joe DiMaggio on the hit streak, and we still spoke forever.
You're taking this, just the two.
I'm sorry, Chef.
You know, if you took the two, you would have been better off.
No, if I took the two, we'd be here until next break. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Records that will not be broken. Damon is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you, sir?
How are you? Go ahead.
All right, man. Just a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you keeping me up. When I have to work at night and do all the things that I have to do to keep, believe it or not, in the telecommunications industry at night, it's something else.
Can you help me get free television?
That would mean unemployment, sir.
Oh, well, free?
No, that would be unemployment.
Okay.
Well, I got to work. I got four sons.
I know. I get it. Go ahead, though.
But, JR, I'm going to be brief, bright, and gone. The number one thing that I spoke to your producer, and you were on the segment where you were talking about the altercation that happened on the field on Monday night. I'm going to go over this really quick. What I don't want to happen is for these dumb individuals that make it bad for the kids that are in the stands, the old ladies that are in the stands, the older folks that are in the stands, that when the players interact and they throw their cleats up in the stands or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or a ball in Major League Baseball, you know, or football. They'll sign a football, sign something. And, you know, I don't want something like that to deter the beautiful interaction that we see with these guys that lay it out on the field. Okay? And that's all I have to say about that.
What record won't be broken?
Most rushing yards in a career.
Rushing yards
in a career in NFL. That's it.
You're talking about Emmitt Smith.
I say it passing yards, but we have to understand that our quarterbacks are protected pretty
league.
Well.
Yeah, it's a passing league right now.
Right. And if you look at the demise of the understanding of how important a running back is, it's going towards that. Now, what I think it will be replaced with is yards from scrimmage. Because, I'm a Saints fan, so you look at Alvin Kamara, passing yards. Exactly.
Yeah, those guys get busted up pretty quickly, though. If you take a look at McCaffrey moving into that Marshall Faulk and Roger Craig space, the minute that he got a contract, he started to fall apart. I mean, we got to see. It makes sense if you want to talk about yards from scrimmage, but I would agree with you. The way that the NFL is going right now, looking at Emmitt Smith, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a running back who tops him. We got running back by committee. I think we're pulling up on a quarterback potentially passing for 6,000 yards in a season. I agree with you there on rushing. Emmitt Smith might have that on lock unless we really get to, you know, I don't know, video game football 20, 30 right. years from now.
All right, my brother, that's all I have to say, man. God bless you. Stay safe. Like I said, a serious fan of the show. There's nothing like it. You keep going, man.
Thank you so much, Damon, for calling from Houston. That was an excellent point there in taking a look at Emmitt Smith. You know, when you think about how the game of football has changed, you think about passing yards. Tom Brady right now is at 85,000 career yards. This is in the regular season. Like, Eli Manning is at number 9. Eli Manning, by the way, had his own Iron Man streak. The passing yards leaders, it's dotted with dudes who played in the past 10, 20 years. And so they're going to start throwing the football even more. A guy 30 years ago, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, throwing for 3,000 yards was a big deal. Now you got to move towards 4,500 yards passing. Before Dak Prescott blew out his ankle more than a season ago, Dak was on pace for 6,000 yards. Dak, what else do you think is going to happen? The passing yards are going crazy. The rushing yards are going down. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. What do you think is a record in pro sports that is not going to be broken? It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
At AAA, diversity, equity, and inclusion are more than commitments. They're absolutely vital to our continued success. That's why we're always looking for talented, ambitious people who share our values and mission to provide excellent service. And we're committed to providing opportunities for continued career growth. To learn more about AAA's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion and career opportunities, visit AAA.com/careers. That's AAA.com/careers.